video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, Roto-Rooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
Today, Ron?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling a little road fatigue. I had a meeting in Canada this morning.
You went to Canada for a meeting?
I had a meeting in Canada. Hey. Surprisingly cold up there, and it was quite a drive back, I must say. And I made it. Now, whether I make it through the entire show or not remains to be seen. That's where you people come in today. Today's sort of your day. You know, normally they're my days. Today is sort of your day. 654-7627. You know what you want to talk about. You want to get in. All right. So, Ramona, here's the deal.
What's it?
I'm on my way to Canada for the meeting, right? I have WCCP on because, you know, that's what I listen to. I don't listen to any of those fraudulent, bogus, ridiculous stations. So, you know, Kelly and Kwok are on, and they're talking about the White House episode, as it has come to be known. And once again, you know, the whole nation is still talking about the buffet of fast food. First of all, I had a craving for a Big Mac yesterday all day, and I couldn't figure out why. That would be the why. Swear to God, I almost stopped at McDonald's twice today on my road to Canada. Because honestly, that buffet looked great. You know what?
It did. I saw it.
Right. I'm an adult male. That buffet looked great to me. I mean, this is America. This is America. This is what we do. That is a symbol of this country. It's just like the flag.
What?
Those fast foods. Yeah. The Big Mac.
That's
it's
true.
Like a
that
flag
a
of its own. Exactly. It's a flag of its own. So what are we talking about? We're talking about 18 to 22 year olds. Of course they love Big Macs. Of course they love. Here's what happens, Ramona. I hear this guy call in, right? And this is, you know, Mr. Food Police guy. And the first thing he says to Kelly Kwok is, he said, oh, well, yeah, I'm not going to make this political, but the prior administration was concerned about, you know, good eating and healthy food. And there's no way that they would have served a group of young elite athletes something as fatty and treacherous as Big Macs and fast food. Okay, Mr. Food Police guy. Hey, you know, this is the part that drives me crazy. You know what? The rest of it, you want to debate it, go ahead. All right. But that guy, that's the guy that drives me crazy. That's the guy who knows best for everybody what they should do. These are 18 to 22-year-old kids. I'm sorry, what was your plan? So your plan was what exactly? You were going to feed Kristen Wilkins a platter of celery sticks and carrots? I'm sure the big guys would have enjoyed that.
I'm
really sure they would have enjoyed that meal as opposed to, you know, getting to wolf down all that fast food. Hey, newsflash, Mr. Helper, season's over. They just won the national championship. If they want to have one friggin' day where they wolf down Big Macs and Wendy's triples or quadruples or quintuples or whatever else, then that's just fine and no one needs you policing it.
I agree.
Shut up. I mean, it's just, when I heard that, I just wanted to slam my head against the wall. I mean, good grief. Hey, this isn't political. Hey, I want to be clear. This isn't political, but the prior administration cared about.
It's not political, but let's talk about the prior administration.
This isn't political, but the prior administration cared about healthy eating. And I just think it's wrong that this president and this administration would serve a group of world-class athletes something as this fatty and no good for them as, oh, good grief. There he is. Right. I mean, what are you going to do? Hey, Kristen Wilkins, you're going to the White House. We're going to give you some lettuce. Now, you're going to be limited on your choice of dressings.
Yeah, because you got low fat.
It has to be low fat, low sugar, fat-free. Low everything. But trust me, this is going to taste just like a Big Mac. Yeah. You're going to thank me later.
Yeah.
You're going to thank me later for us looking out for your good health. Yes, I'm sure those guys who just won a national championship wanted to be treated to some prior administration vegetable delicacies.
Yeah, then they would have left the White House and said, where's the nearest McDonald's?
I got 8 million people on the phone, on the text line right now, Ramona, saying, thanks for calling that guy out, Walt. I couldn't help it, man. I heard it. I was like driving. I was like, come on, man. Shut up. Good grief. I mean, it doesn't ever stop. This isn't political, but the prior administration would have looked after the health of these young men.
They just went through
an entire football season dedicated to the task every day. It is one frigging day in which they're being served a smorgasbord of fast foods, and that's not okay by your standards.
I thought it was cool.
Right. I mean, come on. Right, come on. Texas said, didn't he call Trump somewhat obese? Yeah, he did that too. I mean, again, that's really not your business. It's really not any of your business. It's utterly laughable, though, to start a sentence with this isn't political and then immediately go to politics. You know, I mean, it's such phony, disingenuous BS.
I say he was also concerned with Trump's body image.
Yeah, he's concerned with everybody's health.
Okay.
He's concerned with every. He's the head of the CDC. He's the head of the, you know, he's. I don't know. He's the head of all of it. Apparently, he's the head of knowing what's right for you. He's the president of knowing what's right for you. He's the president of knowing what's right for Kristen Wilkins or for any of these other offensive, defensive. He's the president of knowing what's right for Jackson Carmen. Hey, Jackson, want a carrot? These are really good carrots, Jackson. We cook these a special way just for you.
Oh, the celery. Even if I wanted vegetables, I wouldn't pick celery.
Hey, we steam these carrots just for you, Jackson, so that they won't lose any of their vitamin and mineral content. Here for your eating pleasure today, we offer you this platter of steamed vegetables.
And then afterwards, we're all going to go exercise for 30 minutes.
Right. Enjoy, fellas. You can't get this. You can't get this back where you're from.
I mean, oh boy.
Whole football season, you know, working every day, busting the tail every day. Yeah. They just won the national championship, but they can't have one day, God forbid, where someone serves them fast food.
Yeah.
And again, from what I read from most of the players' comments, they loved it.
Oh, I would think I would love it.
They loved it. And it's like, you know, I heard another caller who I think had it right. He said basically that, you know, look, if you had just had standard fare, nobody would have cared. Nobody would be talking about it. This is the greatest thing ever. It's almost like Dabo Sweeney created this menu because, again, people are talking about Clemson all over
that's
again.
True.
And now it's like, Clemson's been done wrong. So now now people all over the nation will be feeling sorry for the national champions again, you know, as they're stuffing their faces.
Right. That's right.
And apparently, allegedly, they ate every single burger.
Of course they did.
I mean, there were like thousands of them there. They ate every single one of them.
Yeah. Allegedly. It's yummy stuff.
Right. I mean, exactly. Because it's things that they like. Things that 18 to 22-year-olds like. And I know you people out there, I know there's a few of you out there who think that you know what's best for everybody. That you're the ones who should decide that it's your job to look after the health of Jackson Carman and Christian Wilkins. But on one day, after they won a national championship, they have a right to eat whatever the frick they want. And apparently, they wanted burgers. And they wanted lots of burgers. Lots of burgers. That's right. That's right. Because that's the American way.
They probably thought going there that they were going to get something they didn't really
want.
They
wanted to salute the flag.
They didn't really recognize.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And then when they walked in and saw stuff that they actually liked to eat, they probably went, wow, this is the greatest.
Right. And let's not act you know, every one of these trips to the White House is some formal dinner where these guys are dressing in tuxes and they're being fed things that they've never seen before. And that's not how it goes. The last time they were there, they were fed barbecue. So what's the difference? Barbecue, fast food, big deal. Big deal.
Oh, they got barbecue last time?
Yeah. I mean, look.
That's not celery either.
Right. Right. I think it's all the greatest thing ever. I think it's the greatest thing ever. I think Clemson just got another ton of publicity out of this. I mean, it's like Donald Trump drew up this plan in conjunction with Dabo Sweeney to continue to put Clemson on the national map and make Clemson the focus of everyone's attention. That's what it was like. That's what just happened. So who would complain about that? Only people who have an agenda. Only people who have an agenda would complain about such a thing. It's utter nonsense. And no one needs you, Mr. President of the We Know What's Best for You Club. No one needs you. Christian Wilkins does not want your advice on what he should or shouldn't eat. Jackson Carman wants to pound you into a pancake for suggesting such a thing. And then probably eat
wants
you
pancakes.
Too. Right. Exactly right. I mean, come on, man. They just won the national championship. They have a right to eat what they want. And apparently, based on everything I saw, they enjoyed it. They liked it. They had a good time. And I don't know who wouldn't. Sorry. Well, I mean, that guy wouldn't. But other than him, I mean, I don't know who wouldn't. I mean, absolutely. Give me that buffet. I'm all about that buffet.
I've been
craving a Big Mac for 2 days since I first heard this.
Wait, that's not fair.
But, you know, I didn't see that and think, man, I wish I had some caviar.
I know. They didn't get caviar?
Yeah, I didn't think then think, man, I got screwed over not getting any caviar. I'm thinking, man, I want one of those Big Macs. I'm not thinking, man, this is below me.
They were on silver trays.
Right, exactly. On silver trays
is,
and everything.
Which is awesome.
White House, as cool as can be. I'm sitting there thinking, man, if only I could have some caviar. You know what? Here's the thing. I wouldn't know what to do with caviar if you gave it to me. You know what?
Nah.
And I have a real distinct feeling. I think I've tried it at a couple points in my life. You know, if you put, trust me when I tell you this, you give me a Big Mac on my right hand side and in caviar on my left hand side, I am taking the Big Mac every single
rich
time.
Rich people will eat anything if you tell them it's a delicacy.
Exactly. See,
I mean, caviar is fish eggs, and then you got snails over here. I mean, you know?
Right. Who the hell wants to eat caviar to begin with? I mean, that's one of those things that. There's
looks like mud.
Right. There's an elitist element to it. It's like, we all agree that this is something that sets us apart from everybody else. So we'll eat this even though it tastes like crap.
It tastes like crap. It's overly expensive and they're only going to give you like a teaspoon.
Right. But we'll feel high society and be able to walk around with our heads in the air if we eat this caviar versus that Big Mac. When you know. Inside, they are craving that Big Mac. No pretense here. Just give us the Big Mac. Yeah. Give us the buffet that the players had. We're all good with that. This is America. That is the American way. Don't tell us what to do. Don't tell us what we should eat. Stay out of it, Mr. Helper.
No one
asked you. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a 4-piece supreme snack or a 2-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Like a 2019 Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass, leased today for just $199 a month. Just another example why we always say cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and drive home today in your new Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
4200 due at signing. 3-year, 10,500-mile lease with approved credit. Offer good through April 1st, 2019.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's gunning for trouble.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
How good is that? That is Marcus King. He is from this state, man. Dude's like, what is he, like 20? 22 years old? Whatever he is. 20, 21, 22. He is incredible. Incredible. The Southern rock roots back. How about that? You can hear a little almond flavor in there and Yeah. Yes. Hey, Ramona, Fat Boy writes me, says, I bet those teams would rather sit and have a burger than sit down dinner. I think it was great. Fat Boy writes that. Exactly is right. Of course, I got the one guy who says, Ramona, that I'm pumping Donald Trump, so he doesn't want to hear. Did I do that?
I said a word
about Donald Trump.
Stop. President.
Right. Stop.
Has to do with what they.
Right. Your ears. Right. Your ears are polluted. Your ears are. If you came away with that, your ears are completely polluted by your perceptions, by your agendas, not mine. Save it. My point is, give me burgers over carrots and celery for 18 to 22-year-olds. Trust me. One guy writes me that Kristen Wilkins wasn't even there, but that sort of changed the... No, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. Who was there is not the point. Who was there is neither here nor there. It's a totally unrelated issue. That's a distinct issue. That's the one you can involve. You want to talk about politics in. You're free to do so. The point is, Clemson just got a ton more free publicity, a ton more. And by the way, a ton more than they would have had they just been served some conventional fare. What happened just further served to grow Clemson's brand nationally. It's not only did Clemson sit there and win the national championship, and afterward players were on national TV sending recruiting messages. That happened, and Clemson got more free publicity than you could ever conceivably pay for. Millions and millions of dollars worth of free publicity, but it just happened again. Because Clemson's White House visit became the story of all White House visits. It's the story of the story. Guess what? That's good for business. Clemson stays on the front pages, more Clemson attention. That's good for business. It's almost like Dabo Swinney and Donald Trump conspired to draw this up to keep Clemson in the front of the news stories. It just couldn't be better.
And when they go back next year, they're going to expect that then.
Right.
They're going to go, what is this? Right. I want burgers.
Right. And Gamecock Will wrote and said, true. Dabo Swinney, the last couple of years, has said pizza parties, right?
Exactly.
Right. Pizza parties. Wasn't caviar parties. I mean, come on, man. Joe, what's going on?
How's it going, Walt?
How you doing, Joe?
I thought it was more funny than anything else. I think people who make this into some sort of ultra serious thing need to get a life. I saw some report with the Washington Post doing a fact checker of how much food was there. I mean, come on. I wanted to talk about that.
So wait a minute. So in other words, they were counting the burgers, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing.
To determine if there were as many as were claimed?
Said. Okay. Yeah, welcome to 2019. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really a Trump person, but, you know, welcome to 2019. But as far as the draft goes, I think the Panthers are screwed, Walt. I don't understand why we even tried to win that last game. We went from 10 to 16. We have a guy that's playing quarterback that maybe is done with his career. Like, what? I don't even know what we do in the draft. Do you have any idea as far as the Panthers?
Joe's dog likes it. The Panthers less than Joe. Of course,
yeah, he's barking at the.
Of course, I have ideas, Joe. I have all sorts of ideas for what the Panthers need help at. But you know, you do right now. Question A with the Panthers franchise is, what is the state of Cam Newton's injury, and what is the legitimate recovery time for the injury? And will he look like Andrew Luck on the opposite side of it? Because right now, I have enormous questions about the quarterback position in Carolina, because all I know is, at the end of the year, and as each game that he played progressed, he could not throw the ball 15 yards by the second half of those games.
Yeah.
This looks a lot like what happened with Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck's recovery took way longer than the Colts franchise either believed or led us to believe. And on top of that, even the Andrew Luck that they got is an Andrew Luck that is not the guy they had before. So I think the Panthers have to seriously explore whether Cam Newton is going to be the leader of this franchise, what the exact nature of that shoulder is, and what his recovery time is. I mean, I think Cam does a lot of good things as a leader of the franchise, especially with kids, in terms of off-the-field stuff. And so I personally think he's a pretty good face for the franchise. I know about the little issues he's had here and there, but you know, he's got to be able to win on the football field. And so I think that's where it starts. You've got to determine whether he's going to be your quarterback or whether you have to consider actually drafting another one.
And it gives me incredible joy to know that idiot Marnie Hardy is at the controls of the wheel there. But, you know, one sleeper, and I think we've talked about it before, I think maybe on Twitter, is David Montgomery, the running back out of Iowa State. Pro Football Focus said he had 99 missed tackles in his career as a running back. Don't you think he has a future in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely.
He's a hard-nosed runner.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
Quite frankly, I wouldn't mind having him.
Yeah, that description is exactly right. Montgomery is a guy who runs through arm tackles. He's physical. He's not a guy who's elusive, who's going to make you miss in space. He's a physical, straight-line, power running back. And what you see is what you get. And what he is he's a chain mover. You know, he's not a guy who's ever going to put you. There aren't going to be many second and nines with David Montgomery. There are going to be a bunch of second and sixes, which is where most offenses want to operate. So yeah, I think he absolutely is a pro running back.
I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. That is a nice staticky call. Was that, do you think that was that, are we to attribute that to Joe? Oh, look who just came in. It's our buddy Craig down off the mountain. He has a bag. At least it's not a plastic bag. You want to get in 654-7627. Does he know I'm on air? He does know. Okay.
Yeah, that's why he's in here instead of in there.
Like the last week or so, Ramona, I've been confronted with like a lot of people who didn't know I was on air, even though I was like, you know, talking.
Oh.
I could see myself talking. I could hear myself talking. You know, here's the thing. Like at these remotes and such, I always give my time. I stay. I consider all you people who listen, my friends, all that kind of thing. But you also have to be aware of like when I'm actually on here talking. And if you see me talking like into a microphone or a headset, that probably means you can't talk to me at that moment.
Right, right. Like, if it looks like you're just talking to no one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I had like at Twin Peaks the last time, I had some, you know, giant orangutan hanging over me. It's like 7 feet tall. I have no idea what the guy wanted. I thought he wanted to smell my breath or something, you know, and because he was like, you know.
Be careful, you're tired.
You know, I'm serious. You know, so you wait till the break. See, you wait till the break, and then, you know, we can have a conversation, which I would be glad to have. Love, you know, we encourage people to come out and hang out with us, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you have to know that. Like, Craig is in there holding things up in the air to me. Like, what am I going to do? We're going to stop the show and have a conversation. We're talking about what Craig's doing today. How's your day, Craig? Have a good day? What you been doing today? Hey, man, the Jets still suck. 1969. It's been a long time. But you have Adam Gase now, who's moved over from Miami to the Jets. We'll see how all that works out for you. You know, it may work out. It may work out. I actually think that's not a bad hire. By the way, almost all the head jobs are gone, and Josh McDaniels is still the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, which I find interesting. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me tell you about SC DMV, and I'll get to James. SC DMV, beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze, brought my birth certificate, my social security card, two proofs of address, got in, got out. You avoid all the headaches later. Trust me, you will thank me later. Do it today. All right. Let me get to James on the Northland Communication Phone. James, how are you?
Hey, well, this is James, truck driver.
Hey, James, hey, welcome, man.
It's been a rough season. I was coming out of Columbia yesterday, and they was talking about South Carolina, the quarterback. You think he can kind of boot Jake Bentley out of the way, like, you know, help out Clemson? Because we need a QB. I think Jake is okay. But, you know, we really need to make some changes at South Carolina. And we really need a name brand coaching now, I think.
Well, you know, first of all, on the quarterback issue, I think Helinski is going to wind up being the greatest passing quarterback in the modern era of South Carolina football. Do I think he's going to supplant Bentley? No, I don't, because Bentley has all that experience going for him. And you know, look, Bentley at his best has looked good. I mean, he looked great against Clemson. Clemson won the national title, and he looked great against Clemson. He needs to find more consistency. He's got to up that completion percentage. Part of that is guys got to catch the ball. But going into the year, I would expect Bentley to be able to retain his job, but Helinski's going to put some pressure on him, which may help Bentley play better, because quite honestly, Bentley's never had any shadow. You know, he's not had anybody to challenge him. It's just been his job. So and I'm not saying the kid didn't commit 100%, but I'm saying if that's what he felt like, he could. Because he didn't have anybody pressure him. Now he will. And Helinski's not just your normal freshman. I mean, he weighed in at 232 pounds. So he is a kid who's physically ready. He's 6'4 plus. He's 232 pounds. He's physically ready to step on a college football field. So if Bentley struggles, then you have another option.
Well, you know, I was thinking, and another question, when is Jerry Jones going to wake up and get rid of that coach we got for the Dallas Cowboys? I was so mad this week, I could not watch television. No, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, and I don't feel like Dallas is bad as a coach. It was horrendous. It was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying the Rams not a good team, but you can't run the same play up the middle three or four times. I'm like, really? Come on, you know. And that couldn't throw downfield. Cooper, he was so open. I'm thinking I could throw the ball downfield myself.
Yeah. On the other hand, you almost came back and won. I mean, so there's that. But, you know, I wrote on Twitter that I'm 100% convinced that the only thing that plays in Jason Garrett's headset is 24-hour looped Cartoon Network. I don't know what Jason Garrett does. I mean, years ago, you know, allegedly his area of expertise was as an offensive play caller. They took away those duties from him years ago. And then he just stands on the sideline and does the clapping thing. But he's not a rah-rah guy. He's not a motivator of men. He has nothing to do with the team schematically that I can figure out. He's basically just a statue. He is paid to stand there on the sidelines, and I just don't know what else he does. So to me, that's where I would start. I think you got to get rid of him. I mean, I think he's the most overrated coach.
Me too.
But I don't think they're going to do that.
Thank you so much, Walt.
Yep, thank you, James. Yeah, I think you're 100% right. But, you know, they're talking about Linehan and other changes, you know, and quite honestly, you know, listen, I heard the things that the Jones family has been saying, Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones, since the loss to the Rams. But I think it misses a key point. The Rams are better than Dallas this year. That's why they had the record they were, and they're playing at home. Now, I grant you, it's not a big home field advantage, but they were the better team. So I wouldn't examine your situation to the degree that you force change that may not be needed. What you need to do is get a game or two better and control home field and force them to come to you. I mean, look, it's as simple as this. The reason Dallas beat Seattle is because the game was in Dallas. Had that game been in Seattle, there's no way Dallas wins that game. So it's about controlling home field when there's not a significant margin or distinction between the teams. And I think Dallas is getting better in many fronts. Look, the Amari Cooper move was a ding-ding winner. And the fact that you now have going forward Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, I think you have one of the best pairings of young wide receivers in the game, and they could be good for another decade. So you combine Zeke Elliott, who is, you know what, he's an odd cat, but he is tough as can be when it comes to run the football. Even that fourth down by the goal line, whatever it was, 10 yard line, wherever it was, that he got stopped on, and it took the whole team to stop him, and he did not want to go down. I know he didn't get it. I know he got stood up. But you will never see anybody try any harder to gain that yard than Zeke Elliott did. I mean, it took that whole team to stop him because he was actually spinning off all those initial tackles, and he was still going to pick it up before another wave of guys hit him. So I still have a young quarterback who he has ups and downs, but I think he's pretty good as Dak Prescott. I think he's improving, and you have Michael Gallup, and you have Cooper at receiver, which are two tremendous players, young players, and you have one of the best backs in all of football. And when they're healthy, you have a really dominant offensive line. I don't know what's going to happen at the center position. We'll see with that situation. All right, go Blue. I'm coming right to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts into the 15, he's at the 10, and the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play from the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints
the Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history, national champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Ooh-wee, you talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Good old-fashioned American guts and glory.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Up to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5. How about our man Craig there, Ramona?
Yeah.
He brought us the Big Macs.
Yeah. You seem a little happier in there.
Oh, I'm much happier. Much happier. Absolutely. It's the American way.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what they look like on TV, too.
Exactly right. Carolina D says, if you hit on South Carolina basketball, moving to 3-0 in the conference, they're scoring around 80 points a game, playing good. They are playing well. That's what I said. I said the other day, I wrote on Twitter, I guess people can stop with the ridiculous fire Frank Martin stuff now. I mean, that guy's a good basketball coach. And South Carolina has improved, and it's playing better. So, you know, people need to get over that stuff. The answer every time someone starts to, every time someone goes to a little bit of a difficult streak or lose a few games, it's not fire them. You know, I'm sorry. Look what the National Football League just did. You had 8-9 teams who just arbitrarily decided to fire coaches, with most of them with zero plan in mind.
Well, since they have round robin,
well, but
I mean,
that's right.
You go and fire more than a few, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, but here's the
left to get.
Right, here's the thing. You cannot fire a guy and wind up with a guy that is, by every measure, appreciably worse than the guy you just fired. You can't do that. You have to have a plan, a solid plan. You have to have tested the waters and have an idea, have targeted a guy and believe him to be better than the guy that you're letting go. If not, don't fire the guy you have until you do. Now, you can't just let somebody go thinking that, well, you know, there's got to be somebody better than this without actually thinking that maybe there isn't.
I feel like I got invited to the White House.
I know it. Doesn't it make you feel special?
Yeah,
I feel the same way. Exactly. I expect to see Abe Lincoln walk in. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. Go Blue. Go Blue.
What's going on?
How you doing, Go Blue?
Oh, man. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good, actually. I kind of want to set the record straight. I had made some comments to some fellow coworkers about Trevor Lawrence. I had said that, you know, I know he broke the Sean Watson records and stuff like that, and, you know, he's throwing the ball good. And I said, well, he's playing just the ACC team. I said, wait till they play Alabama. And I said, let's see what he's going to do against Alabama. Hey, he proved me wrong. He shredded Alabama to pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He shredded them to pieces.
Yeah.
So I got to take my hat off to Trevor Lawrence.
Man, you got to listen to the show.
Right,
you
got
to listen to the show. You know that he was going to shred them to pieces. I mean, everybody was shredding them to pieces that had a quarterback that had a pulse. That's second.
Well, I actually thought Alabama was going to play Trevor Lawrence a little better than what they did. I actually thought they was going to. They was gonna bless him and do everything else, but obviously I was wrong. And you know, hey, I admit when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's no big deal.
Like
I gotta
Michigan,
admit it.
Like Michigan and Ohio State.
Oh my God. Hey, well, you know what? Since you brought that up,
yeah, you want to take him off the schedule?
I tried to email Jim Harbaugh and tell him to put Ohio State about the second or third game. Other schedules are coming up this year. You hear me? I ain't got no email back yet, but I'm waiting on that. I said, listen, man, do not keep Ohio State at the last game of the year. You put them boys either the second or third game, so when you beat everybody else, now we got a chance to get in the playoffs. I said, man, forget all that other stuff. Don't worry about all that other stuff. You just make sure you have Ohio State at the second or third game of the year.
That is a beautiful thing, Ramona. It makes me want to salute the flag and eat another Big Mac.
But
it's the American way. If you can't beat them, reposition them on the schedule.
If you can't beat them, move them. Move them. Right. If you can't beat them, move them.
That's right. If you can't beat them, move them.
But, Donald Trump, President Trump, and this Clemson Big Mac thing and all that was going on at them, somebody told me that, you know, they was mad where I work at. People were mad about that. And I said, well, listen, I'm pretty sure they did a lot more than just eat Big Macs and all that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they toured the part of the White House and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Because a lot of them kids hadn't been there before.
That's it, exactly. That's it, exactly.
So it was a cool thing. It was a good thing.
Sure it was.
I thought it was anyway.
Hey, coming up, I got a little Michigan, a little Coach Harbaugh podcast audio you're going to want to hear.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. So don't go anywhere.
All right.
See you, Go Blue. Let me get to William in Georgia. William, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Hey, William, appreciate you getting in.
Well, I think Clemson was very nice and courteous. I mean, you know, I don't know what the big deal is about the Big Mac, dude. A lot of them kids probably enjoyed that, thought it was a treat, because that's not in their regular diet when they're in practice.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet
you. So, you know, and they were all, Dabo was real nice to President Trump. Everybody was not, I thought it was cool as can be. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, getting invited to the White House, I don't care who the president is. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what they feed you to eat. It's kind of a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, a couple more things real quick. Yeah, I was concerned earlier, and I told you about Georgia being able to find a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But I had a brainstorm last night.
Okay.
We all know who's going to run that defense anyway.
That's
I don't know why
true.
I'm so worried about that. And that could cause a conflict trying to get a coach. You know, I'm sure it does. Nobody wants to go in there and be the middleman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, there could be something to that.
Zamir White, I seen an injury report on him yesterday. They say he's good. Is that the same thing you're seeing?
I have to see him play before I believe anything with knee injuries. I haven't specifically seen his injury report information, but listen, right. I hear that all the time. I hear that, you know, this player's back or this running back is back. But right. But as you know, and the best evidence is Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb got
absolutely.
It took Nick Chubb way longer, and it really wasn't till the end that he started to look himself. And even then, he wasn't as explosive as he was initially. It's only now, a couple years later, that he's fully gotten all of his explosiveness back, and he's starting to look like that same guy again. So. You know, we'll have to see. I mean, White has had multiple knee injuries now, so.
Twice.
Right.
Both of them have been replaced.
Right.
And I heard that when they come back from that injury that they come back stronger. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
And as far as Chubb goes, he's doing awesome, right? He's like number two on the NFL back list. You know that, right?
Yeah, he's been incredible.
But anyway.
Thank you, William.
Have a good day, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see with White. When a running back comes back from a knee injury, at some point he'll be cleared to play physically, and people will say he looks great in practice. He looks great running around. He looks great doing this. He looks great doing that. It's not that. There's the physical hurdle, and then there's the mental hurdle of being able to fully cut loose and having full confidence in it. And it just takes time. There's no magic way to rush it. It takes time. Some guys heal more quickly than others. You don't know about the severity. I don't remember the specifics of the severity of White's injury. Here's the bottom line. You can tell me whatever you want in a report. I don't care about your reports. I don't care what your reports say. I don't care if you tell me he looks great and you're there and everything is wonderful. I need to see him on the football field and evaluate him in that way. And my belief is that he is not going to be an impactful player for Georgia in the first half of the season. I just don't think so. You know, and again, this will go back to that Chubb thing. Remember, Ramona, I said the same thing about Chubb. And then Chubb came back, and like the first game he played was against North Carolina. And you could have rushed for 300 yards against North Carolina. And Chubb rushed.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, and Chubb rushed for 200 yards. Then I got the one knucklehead, of course, on the text line who said, Walt, I thought you said he wouldn't be the same. I said, he isn't. I said, if you know what you're looking at, he was at least a step slower in terms of explosiveness. I said, the real Nick Chubb, the one pre-injury, would have rushed for 600 yards against that North Carolina team. And so it won't be about what White does against some lesser team that can't stop the run. It will be about when he fully has confidence in it and when he fully has his explosiveness back, if at all. And so, you know, that remains to be seen. That's one of those things that we cannot know at this point. By the way, Brandon Wimbush has transferred to Central Florida. I am not surprised at that. I think there were rumors, suggestion that could be the case. I have no idea what's going to happen with Mackenzie Milton long term. I don't know if he'll ever play football again. Mackenzie Milton's injury was so severe that I have my doubts. Now, if anybody can do it, I'll believe it will be that kid. But his injury was so, his injuries. I mean, first it was basically saving his life. And he had three or four surgeries before they even entertained the notion of the knee surgeries. And I haven't even seen, and again, Texter's right. He says Adam Choice wasn't the same after his injury his freshman year. Right. I mean, Adam Choice eventually became a very good player, but he lost something. He lost something. You know, the Wimbush thing, I think is interesting. And the reason I think it's interesting is because I don't think he's going to start at Central Florida. So let me be the first to say that. All right, because I don't think he's going to beat out the Mac kid. I don't. I think he's made a bad choice. He wants to play. Is the offense a system fit for him? Yes, it is. Is Mackenzie Milton going to be around? No. I mean, at least until the next year. But is he better than the Mac kid who has a huge arm? He's still learning the game. Mac is still learning the game, and you saw that against LSU. He held the ball too long and all that sort of stuff. But he is a light years better thrower of the football than Brandon Wimbush. Wimbush is a better runner. There's that. Texas says, so now Feinbaum's whining that Clemson's schedule is so easy they get to the playoffs every year. Oh, you know what? First of all, are you telling me that guy is really saying that now? First of all, that's why Bobby Bowden joined. That's why Bobby Bowden was ecstatic with his situation in the ACC at that time. You know, and people are judging the ACC now based on that 1 year. The ACC in recent years has, other than the SEC, has been second in funding the National Football League. So just shut up. I mean, I'm so sick of those phony bullcrap arguments. I, you know, look, I sense a look at me element in those arguments. These people aren't really stupid enough to believe those kind of things. They just say them because they know it draws attention. Right? I mean, that's what it is. It has to be what it is because nobody could be that thick. Nobody could be that much of an adult. Right? I mean, I would hope. I don't know. Let me tell you about First Class Haul. It's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. They're the best in the industry. That's all they do. They're specialists. You know, if you own one of those vehicles, you have an advantage over the rest of the people in that you have somebody who was born and bred to work on your vehicles. It's all they do. They drive them. They work on them. They know them inside and out. They only hire the best. The new Anderson location, you have Greg with over 25 years of Lexus experience. Easy for me to say. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top flight specialists in the industry. And they always explain every option to you, the customer. You make the final calls on everything. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on first-class haul at work. Who does that? Free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. They also serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. Check them out on the web at firstclasshaul.com for coupons and specials. But call them and set up your appointment. 260-9600, 260-9600 in Anderson, 260-9600. I'll be back.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit upstatescboatshow.com for more.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you,